Hello.
Hello, is this Zach?
Speaking.
Hey, Zach, this is Charlie. You told me to give you a call around this time?
Yes, sir.
All right. You ready to get everything rocking and rolling here?
I guess so, man. I don't know, man. Damn.
Is that your daughter in the back?
Huh?
I said, is that your daughter in the background?
Yeah, grandson.
Okay, nice, nice. Go ahead. You had a question for me?
Yeah, well, the same shit I asked already. I mean, I could depend on this to do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, and that's why I was saying last time is the difference between us and other companies is we close the category up. So that's why when my representative reached out to you, Joe, we had that available listing. So I held this here because you said that you wanted it. But, I mean, they only allow us to do that for so many days before they open the listing back up for any other company. So the reason why you fell off is because typically people that don't have the Google badge that I showed you, they sign up competitors that are from you. And then that's when you see yourself rotating off of that first page. What we do is we don't do that. We close the category out, and we only work with you to get the jobs you need so that way people can find you on that first page. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. So as long as I'm pulling up stucco, I'm going to be on the front page.
Yes, sir.
Because with them, I was on the front page. Like, I was in the top two or three for years.
Okay.
For a long time. And then all of a sudden, it fell up. It never did. That's
right.
What baffles me. Now I'm like, I can't even find my name. So
really?
I'm like, I'm in a bad situation.
Yeah. Well, we'll be able to take control of the online presence from Google, like the listing itself, and then we'll be able to start programming you so that way you come up on that first page and you don't have that situation happen to you again. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Now they told me they was giving me a discount. They shouldn't be charging me at all.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you on that. If you're paying for the first page placements and you're not up there, right, and you fell off when you were paying for, you know, them to program you to that first page, but I can't speak on behalf of their company.
No, I know your concern is you. I'm just frustrated now. And the only reason I'm saying that stuff because I'm concerned because I've been with them for so long. I've never been with anybody else. So change is scary sometimes.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I understand your concern, but we've been in business for 19 years. So we're going on our 20th year this year in December. So we know how to get you back up to where you were at, and we know how to get you the results that you're looking for. I understand change is different because you've been with them so long, but at the same time, too, they kind of changed it on you as well because now you're falling off of the first page and now your phone's not even ringing out of nowhere where, you know, that really shouldn't have happened to you at that point, really, because you're paying for that service. So, like I said, we closed the category out. We don't work with anybody in your area. We have a 4.9 out of 5 on a customer satisfaction. It's on our website, the link I sent you. And then we've helped over 10,000 customers get on and on that first page of Google. So we got the experience. We're not like a fly-by-night company. We have all our documentations there. And then, two, I want to get this for you as well. So that's why I gave you that in-business credit for the established business rate. So that way you don't have to pay the higher prices, and you can get on there on the fraction of the price of some of our more newer companies that have to pay that stuff.
All right, so we're talking, no matter what, you're talking 30 to 45 days to get that up and running the way it's supposed to be.
30 to 45 days to get you on the first page for all the services that you offer. 7 to 14 days for the retargeting campaign through Facebook. Okay, so the first month, it's really like a break even because we're just relying on the Facebook while Google is being programmed up there. But once that steam engine is running full speed, it's just rolling at that point and you're good. And in that 30 to 45 days, that's when you're basically to full steam ahead with the Google business.
Okay. Now, what about pictures and website?
Good question.
You don't deal with that?
Yeah, so if you need a website, that comes in standard in the package. I know you already have a website, though, so that's why I didn't really talk about that. But if you need a new website, that's good. We can offer that to you here. It's no extra cost. And then also, too, pictures, if you have it, you can send it to us. If you don't have pictures, we could always do stock images, but I would assume you would have pictures.
We have pictures, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you do the onboarding call with my tech team, that's when they're going to ask you for pictures, colors of the website, what you want, and then we'll be able to build that out for you. The website will be done within 7 to 14 days as well, so very quickly on that end, if you want it, because I know you have one already, correct?
I have one, but I don't have, I mean, I've never used it myself.
Okay.
So I've never, you know, I'm not tech savvy, so I would want my son to handle that, you know what I mean? With the pictures and stuff like that. So.
Okay. And for payment, you just take cash and check, correct? You don't do any type of credit cards or anything like that?
Nah, there's no need for that.
Okay, I was just wondering if you do that.
I'm thinking what's best.
Well, that's what it says on your website. On your website, it just says payment accepted cash and check.
Oh, you mean as far as what I accept? No, I accept everything.
Okay. So we'll put that on the website as well. Then you accept everything because I want to make sure that somebody that calls you can just pay via credit card or whatever it is as well.
Right, yeah.
Invoice,
yeah.
Stuff like
no,
that. Okay.
Take credit cards.
Perfect. Okay, awesome. So the address you're still working out of is the 2153 Princeton Avenue, correct?
Right.
Philadelphia 19149 is the zip code?
Yes.
Okay, and then for your customers to contact you is 267-296-5414. Is that a good number for them?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Zach, is your real name Zachary?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Austin, A-L-S-T-O-N.
That makes sense. Okay. And then what's the email address for you?
Zach, Z-A-C-A-L-S-T-O-N,
@gmail.com. Perfect. Okay, let me just make sure I have everything here for you because I want this to be okay. All right. And then you do commercial, residential as well. We talked about you wanted to do new home builds also, correct?
We do everything, all stucco, yes.
All stucco, perfect.
We do remediation, a lot of remediation.
Remediation, okay. All right, make sure I have that on there as well. And then we got... Charlie. Perfect. Okay, I just want to make sure, because like I said, I want you to populate and be programmed for the first page, but for all like stucco, remediation, I want to make sure that when people are searching, they're finding you and they can call you directly. Okay?
Right.
Okay. And do you have any specific cities or zip codes within the Philadelphia area that you want to specifically target, or is it just kind of like your 30 to 50 mile radius that you would like?
Yeah, we're all over, man.
Okay, so it's not too much. You don't want to specifically. Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay.
We just want to go wherever the work is.
Yeah, I hear that. All right. Okay, so with securing this listing, Zach, here, are you going to use an Alston Stucco credit card? Are you going to use a debit card?
Nah, I'm going to use debit, Alston Stucco Visa card.
Okay. And then
hold on, let me see.
Sure.
Yeah, I just use a bank card, man.
Okay, sounds good.
If I have any problems, I could always switch it to a credit card.
100%. Yeah, communication is key with us. So I'm actually going to give you a customer service number when we do the voice verification here. That's going to be where, like, the account manager is going to reach out to you for your onboarding call. If you ever do want to switch it over to a credit card, let us know. And then that way we can just switch it over as easy as 123 for you, okay? The billing address, though, for the card you have here for the Visa, is it the same as the 2153 Princeton Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
I need some light. All right, 4085.
Mm-hmm.
4040.
Mm-hmm.
3024.
Mm-hmm.
1206.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Expiration?
426.
426. And then the security code on the back?
732.
732. Okay. Now, I want to set up a security question for you, Zach. So, here at Local Flash, we never sell or share any of your information here, but we want to make sure that we're always talking to you when we call you or when you call in. So we're always going to ask you this. That way you can verify that you're always talking to Local Flash and we're always talking to you. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. And what's mom's name?
Bell. B-E-L-L.
B-E-L-L. Okay. Okay, perfect. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through a voice verification. This is just an added protection for you. Okay, so this is going to be sent to you in writing along with your invoice as well. But this is just going to be the outline for the service agreement. And then after this is done, I'm going to send you a couple text messages and emails so that way you can get your receipt while I'm on the phone with you, okay?
Okay,
here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, Zach, please state the name of your business.
Austin Stucco.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Zachary Austin, owner.
Perfect. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, right?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, Zach, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Yes.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yes.
Okay. I have a customer service number here. Do you want to write it down or do you want me to just email it to you?
Both.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah. And you're spelling Austin Stucco, A-L-S-T-O-N, right?
Yes, sir.
L-O-C-A-L, Local Splash. And you said this is customer service number.
Yes. This is what my tech team is going to call you on as well. So when we set the onboarding call, they're going to reach out to you on this number.
Okay.
All right, you ready for it?
Yes.
It's 877-635-6225.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. In and hiring...
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're Charlie, right?
Yes, sir. I'm Charlie.
And you don't have a direct number.
I do. So my direct number is the 877 number. My extension is 203.
Wait, 877. Wait, what's the whole number?
877-635-6225, extension 203. That's my direct line. If I don't answer, you could always leave me a message, and then I always will reach back out to you within an hour, okay, of you calling me. Perfect. So, Zach, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. So, your payment for initial term and account setup, which I waived the account setup for you when we talked last time, will be charged today, which is February 28th, in the non-refundable amount of the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Zach, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting that client support number at the 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you a couple text messages, and I'm going to send your invoice over to you as well with your receipt. What's a good time for my tech team to reach out to you? I have a little bit of availability later on today, if that's okay, so we can just get everything done today if you want.
Sure.
Okay. I got a 4 o'clock available, if that works for you.
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to send that over to you right now. So everything went good on my end. I will say I want to formally welcome you. Welcome to Local Splash. We're like a family here, Zach. If you ever need anything, if you need to change anything, if you want to target specific area or city or anything like that, reach out to us at the 877 number, and we can definitely get that rolling for you, okay? Everything is big communication, so if you want to run a promotion or a special, please reach out to us. We'll be more than happy to do that for you as well. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Now,
so,
one question. To have somebody like my son, if I want to have him have access to all this, I can do that?
Yeah. So you could just share the information with him. So his information would be your mother's maiden name, and you can share that with him. Also too, what's his name? And I'll put it in the notes here that, he might call and check up on this time to time. That way, if he does call, they don't give him a hard time. I can put his name in here as well.
His name is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Jeremy, yeah. And that's Austin.
Okay. Does he go by Jeremy?
Yes.
Okay. Jeremy. I'm just going to put Jeremy there. And then his last name as well. That way, if he calls in, then that's fine. Just make sure you let him know the your mother's maiden name. I'm sure he already knows it.
Yeah.
But make sure when they ask that he says the right one there for you guys. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm going to set this up and send this on over to you for the client onboarding call today at 4 p.m. I sent you over a text message. Did you receive a text message? You might have received a couple of them. They're just welcome text messages, though. I just want to make sure you got everything. Okay. There's one that reads, Zachary, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it says, please click here. And it says my.localsplash.com. Can you click that? Now, when you click that, it's going to take you to a Local Splash Terms of Experience. This is the service agreement that I just read off to you. There's going to be two checkboxes there. One that's just going to say you're the card authorization holder, and then the other one saying that you want to receive text messages. Just in case you don't answer, we'll just send you a quick update text. You're going to sign your name at the bottom, Zachary Alston, and then you're going to hit confirm. When you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a Local Splash login page with a username and password. Let me know when you get there. Okay. So this is going to be your tracking system. You're going to be able to see location of searches, clicks, calls. You're also going to be able to track the Facebook campaign through there. Also, too, you'll be able to check the backlinks of how that's working for the Google Business Profile. My tech team is going to give you that username and password on the onboarding call. They're going to build this out for you, and then they're going to walk you through and show you everything as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to get started here on your account. That way, when we call you here in a couple hours, we're ready to rock and roll with you. Do you have any questions for me so far?
Sounds good.
Okay, we'll call you in a couple hours, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll with you with the Google Business Profile, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Zach, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, no problem. Bye-bye.